Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
That's why I see animation.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see.
Shot or no shot brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the awesome PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse, register your account. Right now, we'll take the 10th call, a regular line, 312-332-3776. Caller 10. You get $100 in on-site Hawthorne Racecourse wagers. You could turn that into money. Another $100 we'll give you for the PointsBet Sportsbook. Horse racing programs, gift items. It's an awesome little package. Light it up right now. 312-332-3776. 10th caller. Daniel N. Zetterman. Good morning, buddy.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Just under the wire.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. By the way, Cap, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but our friend Danny Zetterman making that rant. He was very ranty yesterday. You notice that?
Yeah.
Danny was very ranty.
He was.
More so than usual. I don't know what happened, but he was very ranty. Yesterday, one of his rants was talking about the Spotify Wrapped thing, right? It's like, oh, who cares about your Spotify Wrapped? I don't care what you're listening to or your podcast. And you know what? Our listeners, our Cap and Jay Hood listeners, you know what they did? Take that nation.
Yes.
You know what they did? Take that nation
started
was like
sending them.
You know what they start sending them out right to Danny. Like, hey, we're in the top five. Hey, we're in the top four. Hey, we're in the top three. Hey, we're the number one podcast for some listeners, right?
Yeah.
And so it's right there, right in Danny's face. Like, hey, I know you don't like this, but hey, take that.
But you're changing my argument because I did say we have to take out the fact that we do this for a living. Obviously, I would like the Cap and Jay Hood Show to be the most downloaded, the most listened to podcast for everybody in the history of the world. And if that's the case, I wish everybody would tweet them at me, at D. Zetterman. That's not the question. I was saying if you were a regular guy or gal, nobody cares what anybody else is listening to. Obviously, this is our job. This is what we do.
Uh-huh.
You're pulling a Cap, and you're arguing your point, even though your point isn't my point.
Well, let me just pull out this part of your point by saying that the people that listen to us are also regular people.
No, but you're not getting what I'm saying. I went yesterday. My son, he's doing wrestling at GBS. I went yesterday to wrestling, and there were two men there that I was talking to that had heard my rant, and they agreed with me. And they said that people sending that out is just another indication of the world's self-importance. That's all I was saying. It's got nothing to do with what we do with a living. Obviously, I want us to be the most downloaded. That's our job. I'm saying, but like everybody on my Twitter feed, I listen to Pearl Jam.
Saying John Q. Public tweets out on his with his nine followers.
Yes.
Here's what I'm listening. Nobody cares.
Yes, that's my point. It's got okay. Hoodie keeps making it about what we do. It's okay. Not about what we do. I want everyone to listen to it. And if you listen to us the most, send that into me because it makes me happy.
I just want our listeners to know that I care.
Okay. But you don't listen.
But you don't listen.
You're pulling a Cap.
No, you're not listening to my point. My point is, I'm very happy that they sent that to us because that means that the listener cares.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
But you know, hey, listen, be ranty, yelly. Okay. You do what you want
to
do.
You missed my point. I had to yell because you didn't hear me.
No, I heard you.
Yeah, you didn't hear me. You can listen to Danny, but you can't hear Danny.
I heard what you said.
You can listen to Danny, but you didn't hear Danny.
I think it's great, Jeff, that our listeners are saying, hey, thank you so much for being with us every morning. I check out the podcast, and here's proof. I appreciate it.
It was very ranty. I was driving in yesterday, and I was listening to that. It was very, very ranty. But you know what's amusing to me is how Spotify has turned the fact that they're letting you know, hey, by the way, look at all this data we collect on you. And they flipped it into a marketing campaign where everybody like puffs out their chest and they're like, hey, look at what I listen to all the time. Spotify is tracking me, and how cool is that?
That was my point. Thank you, Meller, for at least getting what I'm saying. Cap got what I'm saying. The person that I always think gets what I'm saying would be Jonathan Hood, and this time he didn't.
Okay.
I think it's selective listening.
Okay. All right, let's get to shot or no shot.
I'm not doing shot or no shot now. You can stick shot or no shot where the sun don't shine.
What? Whoa, I was on your side.
You're on my side. Let's do it. All right. Good Bulls victory last night in New York, gentlemen. Zach LaVine, he nailed two free throws late in the fourth last night, giving the Bulls a 113-111 lead over the Knicks. With 40 seconds left in the game, the ball found its way into Derrick Rose's hands. Rose fired up a three, which would have given the Knicks a 114-113 lead with 40 seconds left. Although I am a huge Bulls fan and I was rooting for them to win that game, shot or no shot, I was alone in rooting for D. Rose to hit that shot.
Yeah, you should be alone and you should be embarrassed. He wears blue and orange, and it's not the Bears' blue and orange. He's an effing Nick. Yeah.
No shot. Well, it's a shot in that you can understand why there are some people that still have that burning feeling for Derrick Rose because he's from Chicago, even though he's in a Nick uniform. It's just one of those things because of the story, man. He's a kid. He's from Simeon.
I'm thrilled for him, and I hope that if they play tomorrow against the Timberwolves, that he goes for 70. That'd be awesome. When he plays the Bulls, the game's on the line. I'm with C. Red Fred on this. Get your beak out of Bulls business.
I get it. But you know that people have a soft spot. Don't you have a soft spot for Derek?
I do. I think we all do. Taking a game, potentially game-winning shot to beat us? Yeah. No.
But in the moment, I'm watching the game in the moment, and I see the ball find its way to Derek and him put up that shot. And I'm sorry, in the moment, I was like, that's Derek. He's a Bull for me forever. He's from Chicago. I want it to go down.
Tibbs was screaming at the referees that they got a call wrong and wanted it reviewed.
Yes.
He's a dear friend of mine. I text and talk with him all the time.
Tibbs and Derek are not the same.
Yeah,
apples
you're right,
and oranges.
Tibbs. No, apples I wanted Tibbs to burn last
apples
night.
Apples and oranges.
I understand.
There's a place in Chicagoans' hearts for Derek. He's a kid from the city that made good, that won the MVP award. Then he fell on hard times, and he was down and out, and he was making the league minimum, and he was in Utah or wherever he was. And then all of a sudden, he's climbing the mountain again. You feel good for him.
Yeah, not last night.
I understand, but I understand Danny's standpoint where, like, yeah, you don't want the Bulls to lose, but it's almost like he's watching Derek, not in the Knicks uniform, but he's just watching Derek, right? He wants what's best. And like, I understand that. I'm glad the Bulls won, but I totally understand that. See, we're back, Danny. We're back.
We'll hug at the break.
Keep your beak out of the hug.
All right, gentlemen.
Should I record that, the hug?
Well, no, because you'll send it right to HR.
It'll be a follow-up video.
Like I'm getting mauled. Melner will tweet it out. Look at Hoodie mauling Zetterman at the break.
That's all right. Me and Daphne and HR are close, so we're good. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, let's go to the Bears.
I'm in the clear. Go ahead.
Let's go to the Bears. As he continues his impressive comeback season, Bears linebacker Robert Quinn yesterday was named NFC Defensive Player of the Month for November. Quinn is the first Bears player to win the NFC Defensive Player of the Month since Eddie Jackson did it in 2018. That's shocking to me that the last Bear to do it was Eddie Jackson in 2018. That means in that span, Khalil Mack has not won the award. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, looking back on it, the Bears lost out on the Mack trade because we deserved more.
That's such... Now you're 0-for-2 with horrible takes.
Cab, they're not my takes. They're just questions.
They're just questions.
Just questions to get you guys
debating.
You truly
believe these.
No, I do. I'm asking shot or no shot.
Yeah, no shot. Go, put the tape on and watch that guy get double and triple teamed. No shot whatsoever. And by the way, as Jeffrey Meller astutely pointed out in our meeting, other than Aaron Donald doing it one time where he won it two different months, not one guy has ever repeated from that time Khalil Mack came here to today.
But since that time, Khalil Mack hasn't won it. Since 2018.
He
Khalil
won
Mack.
It his first month here.
Not since.
And then what? That is a measuring stick, you know. That's one measuring stick. And he has not been able to achieve that. That's a problem, isn't it?
No, who cares about being player of the month? Whatever.
It's a measuring stick. It tells you what you need to know about the individual player.
No, it does not, because you could be a great player and you just don't get that accolade because someone else also was great and they voted for him.
It's one measuring stick to determine whether or not what you've done is a good thing on the field. Now you can make the case, Cap. You could say, well, the reason why he hasn't been able to get those awards is because the defensive line's been so talented. Well, that's a lie because they don't get to the quarterback enough.
They don't.
So, I mean.
But they were leading. Well, are they still leading the league now?
So is it a further indictment on the defensive line or Mack in that spot?
It's not an indictment on Mack. Just I watch all the games. That guy is a monster. And just because other guys haven't stepped up, That's not on him. No, they won that trade clearly.
Shot, Danny. Go ahead.
Thank you, Hoodie. Speaking of Robert Quinn, in three November games, Quinn had 5.5 sacks for minus 33 yards. He's got 14 tackles, 5 of those tackles for a loss. He's got 6 quarterback hits and a forced fumble. That includes a 3.5 sack performance against the Ravens. Quinn leads the Bears on the year with 11 sacks. His best season ever came in 2013 with the Rams. He had 19 sacks. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, Robert Quinn tops his career-best 19 sacks this season.
He has how many right now again?
11.
Yeah,
with 6
no
games
shot.
To play.
No shot.
No shot.
Especially without Mac on the other side to attract a double team.
Was Mac there for the Ravens game?
He was not.
He had 3.5?
But the Ravens also are missing Ronnie Stanley, who's one of the best tackles in the league. Things worked out. There's no way he's getting 9 more sacks or 8.5 more sacks to top his mark? No chance.
I will say no shot to that. He may tie it, which would be awesome. I don't think he surpasses it.
Agreed.
Danny.
All right, gentlemen, last one. I'm going to give you a choose-your-own-adventure. Baseball or NBA?
NBA.
Okay.
What's your choice? Did you have
I'll go NBA. That's fine.
All right, gentlemen, yesterday was supposed to be a big day for the New Orleans Pelicans. Forward Zion Williamson, who has a fractured foot, it's kept him off the court this entire season, was cleared to participate in full team's activity. Then out of nowhere, Sham Sharania reported that Williamson is still experiencing soreness in the injured foot, and they're dialing back his rehabilitation. He will not practice with the team. We heard reports earlier in the season that Zion Williamson is very, very out of shape. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, we've already seen the best out of Zion Williamson.
Oh, that's a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's no shot.
What?
I'd love to hear why you think it's a shot. Because, what is he, 22 years of age? Yeah, you'll get better from him. But right now, I would like to please, Danny, get him on the line. Let's conference in soda, state of the art, and get that guy back in shape. Because he looks like he's been living in a Chick-fil-A. It's embarrassing. Come on, man. You're a professional freaking athlete. Push yourself away from the buffet.
Oh, boy.
For Christ's sake.
Boy.
Number one overall pick. It looks like he's expecting triplets. Take that.
All right. So now we turn the page from the fat shaming and move on to Zion Williamson. It's unbelievable. I mean, that's just tough there. You know he was a big guy in college, and so that's expected. Now, it's not to say that he can't lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
He of course, he can lose weight. Here's my problem. My problem is with my friend, David Griffin. My contact here, David Griffin, the man I've done shows with, David Griffin. I had no idea he'd be this much of a boob in the chair. With another opportunity to be a GM, pretty much lied to the press in New Orleans about Zion Williamson. Opening night, there was like, yeah, you know, Zion's going to be ready to play pretty soon here. And all of a sudden, that wasn't true in the medicals.
Correct.
That was incorrect. Not just incorrect, you misled the public. I mean, here's New Orleans, right? You got to determine whether or not you're going to write a check to the Pelicans for season tickets or for a season ticket pack. Well, they're struggling, dying for fans at Smoothie King, right? Dying for it. And you're like, oh, well, Zion will be back. It's almost like you did that on purpose. Don't worry, fans. Zion will be back because we know he's the only attraction on the team, and he has not been around. So I'm mad at them for misleading the public. He was never going to be ready. Not just to start the season, but where we are now in December. I don't like that.
It's bad.
Just tell the truth, right?
It's not good.
So what if him blowing out of his shoe at Duke will be his biggest accomplishment? All the stuff he did in college. What if? That could be the case.
Then he would go down as the biggest bust number one pick of all time.
Since?
Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown was not a good one.
Don't you say that about Kwame
Brown. Kwame Brown has to be the biggest bust ever.
The biggest one ever is from Loyola. LaRue Martin. Go look that up. LaRue Martin was the number one pick, got a big contract from Portland back in the day, all relative, and was just an awful NBA player.
Don't you say that about Kwame Brown. He'll talk about you on YouTube. Be careful now.
That's it.
Bust life. Watch that. No, it'd be the kid that the Cavs had.
Oh,
Anthony Bennett?
Anthony Bennett. Yeah. From UNLV.
I told you when I was doing Windy City Bulls basketball, I'm like, oh, the Canton Chargers is in town. Oh, Anthony Bennett's on the team. All right, let's take a look and see what the kid does. He never got his ass off the bench.
In the G League.
In the G League.
And he's the number one.
Against the Windy City Bulls, I'm like, I'm looking down the bench. I'm like, are they bringing him in? He never got off the bench, the number one pick.
And I also hold the Washington Wizards very much responsible for the failures of Kwame Brown. Sidebar, may I approach real quick?
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
That's right, 3126 million. Howard Aiken. Kwame Brown is the number one pick out of a town in Georgia that was 700 people.
Yeah, rural
did
Georgia.
Not have a dry cleaner. He did not know how to write a check to pay his bills. And so they took him to the tailor. This is from Doug. They made him a dozen suits. And in each suit, they had to put an index card. Wear with white shirt, this tie, this pocket square, this belt, these shoes. He had no idea of any of it. And they're waiting on the plane to go on a road trip. He's not there. And they call. No answer. They don't know where he is. Team leaves. Yep. They send an assistant to the house. He's sitting on the floor crying. All my clothes are ruined. What do you mean? We just spent 10 grand on suits with you. What do you mean they're ruined? He put them all in the washing machine. The ties, everything. Just dumped it in the washing machine with a bunch of soap. You don't wash suits. They're dry cleaned. Kwame, you can't do this.
He didn't know.
No one taught him.
Yeah.
No one told him how to write a check to pay his bills. He's getting calls. Yeah, he hadn't paid the rent. Kwame, how do you write a check? That's on the organization, not on that kid.
That's right.
He grows up dirt poor with no guidance of how to do any of this, and they just, here's your millions, good luck.
Right.
And he never made it. That's on them.
No life skills. Just put the ball in the hoop. But what about the rest of it, though?
Agreed. That's on them.
Yeah.
Shame on them. We'll take a quick time out. Has Chicago become a destination for NBA players? Stephen A. answers that question next.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000 to 823. Hoodie and I were just talking about players who they just are not trained. I put that on the organization.
Sure, any organization, right? But and the thing is that this is when organizations only care about your talent and not about the person, right?
Correct.
When you are trying to draft someone, bring somebody in free agency, you want to know about their background. You want to know what they know and what they don't know. And again, the physical attributes and everything else that a person does on the playing field is one thing. But you got to be able to know about the person. What's your background? What is it that I can help you out with? Because it's a relationship. It could be short term. It could be long term.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about, hey, I'm in charge as a general manager or as an owner, but I got to know about you. What can I do for you? You're already helping me. So what can I do for you?
But I don't think the organization does it maliciously, any organization. I think they're starting to realize, hey, man, if we're a baseball organization and we bring a kid here from Venezuela who speaks zero English, you can't just hand him $1 million signing bonus and then drop him into these podunk little towns where there's no one that looks like him, mm-hmm. no one that sounds like him, and go, hey, good luck. You owe it to those kids.
Yes.
When Derrick Rose comes out of Inglewood, you owe it to him. Derrick, here's how a professional tips the valet when he gets your bags. Here's how you pay your bill. You owe it to those kids.
No, I get it. And this is why you and I many times have talked about the diversity, not of skin color, but diversity of thought, right?
Correct.
Because if you have people in the front office that are always around the foursome, hey, I go to 5-star restaurants. Hey, I go to the, I'm golfing 30 times a year. I'm on a whole different level. Well, what about the people that are coming in? You think that the players that you're drafting or bringing in are in the same level as you? Just because they make as much money as you because of salary doesn't mean they have the same life skills.
Correct.
And that's the difference. When Cap brings up Kwame Brown, and I tease the whole thing about him being on YouTube because now he's on YouTube all the time talking about his life. He goes, You know, Kwame says, yeah, I was a bust. And he talks about the same things you talked about. He said, yeah, I didn't have the life experience. All those things I went through, I didn't know. But again, ignorance is not a thing that you fault him at. You fault the organization for saying, hey, here's a kid here from rural Georgia. You think he knows how to pay his bills? You think,
no.
You think he has the, you, do you believe that he has enough experience to be able to do all the things that other adults do at age 19 or 20? The answer is no.
Correct. They're all,
because you know what they'll say? They'll say, oh, the agent should tell him. Really?
Exactly. The agent gets his commission. He's on to the next guy. Yeah, they're there for him if they need something. They're not going to run their life for him every day. And I don't think you expect them to run their life. Coach them. Teach them. Say, guess what? Hey, Jonathan, we'd like to hire you to come work for us here at the Memphis Grizzlies or the Washington Wizards. And we would like you to help. You're from Chicago. We'd like you to help teach this young man what life is like. You've got a lot of life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's gotten better. But you wouldn't believe how they just drop these kids in. Good luck.
Yep.
And they're eating at McDonald's and they aren't eating a healthy lifestyle. They're professional athletes.
Yes.
Nobody guides them.
Thank God it's gotten better over the years.
It has.
Where you have someone that can, again, as a young adult or just as just an adult, you have the choice to do whatever you'd like. However, when you have someone with experience that says, okay, here's things you need to be concerned with. First of all, sex. Protected sex. On the road or at home.
Correct.
Be careful of hanger-ons. How are you handling your money? Are you giving all your money to your family or not? You know, again, I can't control your money, but here's the stories of this athlete, they made a whole bunch of money, and now he doesn't have it because of these pitfalls.
Correct.
And so you try to direct him away from those pitfalls to make sure that, hey, when you're retired, you got your money, you've got stocks, you have whatever it is, you make sure that you are taken care of. Because the last thing you want is to have a 10-year career and nothing in the bank to show for it.
Correct. You get done, you're like, oh, God. Like that story about Allen Iverson, one of his guys he grew up with, he kept with him as a guy who helped him out.
Sure.
Guy wasn't a brilliant guy, but it turned out he was really sharp. Mm-hmm. When Allen signed his Reebok deal, without telling him, he put a bunch of that money into a trust where Allen couldn't touch it. And we've had all these stories about Allen Iverson being dead broke. Well, all of a sudden now he's what, 50?
That's right.
I think when he turns 55, he's got millions of dollars that's been protected in a trust because his buddy looked out for him because he said, I know you. You're going to take care of every guy who's in your, you know,
in your circle.
Your circle mm-hmm. from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy looked out for him. But not everybody's got that.
No, exactly.
And it's on the team, not the guy, because the guy knows no better.
Yeah. It's almost like a rookie symposium that I think the NBA has gone through that now. They didn't do it back then, but now if you're a rookie, you go to these classes and understand about all those things we just talked about.
But it's got to be a daily thing. You go to the symposium, you listen, you're out, and then boom, you're into your career. So let's go to Ben in Joliet. Hey, Ben, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, good morning. I hope you had a good holiday and a new one going to come. So when I worked for, and I don't want to say the company name because I don't know if it's right or not, but when I worked for a TV company that installed TVs for people, we had a whole van full of brand new equipment, TVs, speakers, all that. And Derrick Rose had just been drafted, and we go to his house. And we knock on the door. His mom answers and goes, he's downstairs, and just walks away from us. We don't know where downstairs is, so we have to try to find it in this big house. We go down there. We walk down the stairs. There's three people in this room. Two of them are playing video games. One's on the floor in a pair of boxer shorts with candy wrappers around them, sleeping. Who do you think that was?
Who?
Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping on the floor. So we go, all right, Derrick, we got all this stuff. Where do you want it? He literally gets up. He's 19 years old. He walks upstairs and goes, hey, Mom, where am I putting all this stuff? It's his house. It's his stuff.
Right, but he's not, and appreciate your call. He's
glad his mom was there.
Right. He's never grown up with anything, and you just drop him in.
Right.
They you have to coach these guys as much off the floor, more off the floor than on the floor.
It's fortunate that his mom is there to try to guide. Thank God she was there.
Correct.
Because he's a kid. He's like, I'm a hooper. So, okay, I'm not an interior decorator. I've never had a home before. I'm from Inglewood. I went to Simeon. Hey, Mom, where should I put all this stuff?
And he was living in Northbrook.
Yeah.
Danny, you know where Royal Ridge is on Waukegan?
Of course.
Beautiful development. Gated. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, he left Inglewood, goes to Memphis for, what, a year?
Mm-hmm.
And you drop him into Northbrook in right. Royal Ridge. Here's your money. Good luck to you. And I think the Bulls did a good job helping Derek through the situation.
Sure.
But a lot of teams do not.
Sure.
They don't.
I mean, Ben, I hope Ben doesn't use that anecdote as some as a funny. Actually, that's a blessing.
That he had his mom.
That his mom was
and
like.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie Rose for all, you know, people said he was, you know, yelling at the team. And Reggie looked out for his brother. 100%.
We just want you to know, Kevin and I just want you to know that everyone does not have the same experience. It doesn't have the same background. Does that, if that story sounds strange to you, listen, when you're 19 or 20 and you're a millionaire, it's like, yeah, I've got money, but what do I do with it? And how do I live my life? How's my life change? It's all different when you're on that level, that plane, with that kind of money and that prestige, and you're a star basketball player, and you do need help. And it's okay 100%. To ask for it.
Brian Kelly is from the South. That's next.
When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. That includes hiring, which can become a second job. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. And with smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying, you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Hope your morning's off to a good start. You're ready for a great weekend. 312-332-3776. Hoodie's got his red Georgia hat on. That's like a gamer. That's like a game-ready hat.
Yes. You can see the beer stains yes. and sweat stains.
Usually you're in the black Georgia hat.
And I have a lot of them. I have actually more Georgia gear than Sox gear. You believe that?
Oh.
That's true.
That's crazy.
It's a photo finish, but I counted it up. It's a lot.
How about that?
So
Brian Kelly addressed the crowd at halftime of the LSU basketball game. Okay, Brian Kelly coached at Grand Valley State. That's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
University of Cincinnati. That's in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And the University of Notre Dame. That's in Indiana.
Yes.
He has no tie to the South other than the new coach at LSU.
Or South Bend.
Correct. There's no accent in South Bend. This is Brian Kelly suddenly with a southern twang introduced at LSU.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
What in the hell? Oh, my God.
A southern twang in, like, 72 hours.
Dude! Oh, my God!
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
A Tiger.
A Tiger. Oh,
I'm
my.
Here with my family.
My family.
Oh, are you? Oh, my God, man. You're a charlatan. My God, it's kind of like the old tent revivals where a preacher goes from one city to the other to make sure that you talk about the Word of God. Like, what are you doing?
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
I'm here with my family.
Dude. I'm here with my family.
Family? Wait a minute. Your family? What the hell are you talking about? Cap, is there any out clauses in the contract? If I'm the, you know what? Out. Out.
Like Greg Morin upstairs went to LSU.
Oh,
he's having a stroke right now.
He's on the floor.
He hates the hire anyway.
He's on the floor rolling around angry right now.
Well, this is a great way to get started.
Started? What do you mean?
I'm here with my family.
That's the best one.
Dude.
My family. Let's compare and contrast, gentlemen.
Sure.
How about 2 days ago when Brian Kelly was addressing the Notre Dame football team that he was leaving?
Sure.
He added this.
The past 12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life. For me and my family, being here at Notre Dame.
I'm here with my family.
So good.
Come on, man.
No, that was great.
Dude.
Do that again.
I'm here with my family.
Play the first
family.
What happened?
12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life. For me and my family, being here at Notre Dame.
I'm here with my family.
Me and my family.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Me and my family.
I'm here with my family.
Dude, wait just a second, man. No, hold on a second. So when you're in South Bend, it's you and your family, right?
Right.
But when you're in Baton Rouge, it's my and my family.
I'm here with my family.
What happened there? What happened there? Cap!
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
For me and my family.
I'm here with my family.
It's two different people.
So good.
Such a fake, man.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
The past 12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life. For me and my family, being here at Notre Dame.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Cap, let me ask you a question. If you're the AD, there's got to be an out in the contract, right? You can't have that fake, that phony. Me coaching your football team. So I've got to relate to the people of Baton Rouge. So I got to bring it down a little bit so you could say, I'm here with my family.
Right.
But in South Bend, a little different.
For me and my family.
Me and my family. That's South Bend.
Okay, so I was having this discussion with my brother, Bruce.
What? With who?
My brother, Bruce.
There you go. Thank you.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Uh-huh.
And he said he doesn't like Brian Kelly at all. He understands it's a business. What he brought up a great point. So Brian Kelly, when the news broke, was sitting in a recruit's home. He is doing an official or a home visit.
Okay.
I've done 200 of those.
You're taking the funny out of this, but go ahead.
But he's sitting there, and the father goes, hey, coach, I just got an alert on my phone. You're the new coach at LSU? He's in there trying to get this kid to go. That's how much of a phony he is.
There's got to be something where you can get him out of there, right? So you feel like you have to change your accent based on where you are? Do you have to do that?
No.
You guys remember when Madonna married Guy Ritchie?
Yes.
She got an English accent.
Yes.
It happens sometimes. Listen, I dated a girl from Texas, and I went down for a week once when we were dating, and by the time I came home, I was saying y'all.
He's been in Louisiana for a second.
Yeah, but when you get $95 million, it gets escalated.
No. No, that's ridiculous.
Agreed.
That's the equivalent of Cap and I getting the show, leaving Chicago, and going to Austin to do a show. Welcome into the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. Along with my friend Jonathan Hood, I'm David Kaplan.
You don't think Cap would do that?
He would not.
Yes, he would. This is the man that changes his wardrobe every 2 weeks to a different style. Yes, he would.
He only has one accent, though.
I was engaged to a girl from Louisiana. I never used y'all.
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
My God, man. That's just the worst.
The worst.
Yeah, it's you and I moving to Texas and taking the show to Texas, and all of a sudden, type that. Yeah. You take that. Come on, man. You're better than that. You're not saying that.
Y'all want to call 312-332-3776. I got to tell you, Hoodie, me and my family.
I'm here with my family.
I'm here with my wife, Mandy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mandy and I tell you what, she does a bang-up job at Lou Male Naughty's. Like, you're not doing that.
No.
My wife, Peacock, let me tell you, man, she works really hard at NBC. Hey, Goober, what are you doing?
Awful.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
The past 12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here in Notre Dame.
I'm here with my family.
For me and my family.
Cap, you know, so does he feel like, does he feel Louisiana's less than, that he has to speak that way for him to resonate?
That's a great question.
Can't you use your regular voice and still be able to command the room? Can't you?
You're right.
All right, up next, we'll tell you about a few things you must watch this weekend.
Some things you got to watch this weekend. You're going to really live it.
Take that.
Take that on a Friday.
I'm here with my family.
Me and my family.
I'm here with my family.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Purdue, and more, y'all, at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com.
Yeehaw!
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Few things you've got to watch this weekend, obviously, Georgia and Alabama.
Definitely on Sports Tip.
That's
for sure.
That's it. You've got to watch Michigan and Iowa. It's a good one. But there's also other things out there. I was not a huge Nintendo guy because I was a little older.
You were working.
I was working. Yeah. I was coaching. Yeah. I was on the road driving that little car around trying to get players. But as Nintendo started to become a thing, that is right in Danny and Meller's wheelhouse. You're what? 5 years older, 6 years older than them. It was kind of a thing. You were just a hair older. I was a lot older.
Mm-hmm.
But now Danny said there's a HBO doc, right?
Or I Meller came in this morning and we were chatting in the IDOT bullpen.
By the way, the IDOT bullpen is brought to you by IDOT's LifeOrDeathIllinois.com. Wearing your safety belt is the single best way to defend yourself in the event of a crash. Buckle up, stay safe.
I was looking at
the furniture, Marmaduke.
I couldn't see the
off the furniture.
I was looking on it through some of the new releases on HBO Max the other day, mm-hmm. and I got very excited about 8-Bit Christmas, which stars Neil Patrick Harris because of the trailer. It's a new holiday movie based in the 80s in Chicago. I was like, this is perfect. I can't wait to watch this. But my family wasn't home last weekend, so I came in and I said, have you guys seen this movie? Because I can't wait to watch it with my kids. And then lo and behold,
I saw it and I loved it and I cannot recommend it highly enough. If you're around our age, anywhere between like I would say like 33 and like 45, 46,
mm-hmm.
it is right in your wheelhouse. It basically, like Meller said, it's a Christmas movie about Neil Patrick Harris, who wanted a Nintendo so badly when it came out and his parents were not having any of it. And it's this whole story about how he would go to any lengths to get a Nintendo. And there was one kid in the neighborhood that had a Nintendo, but nobody liked to play with the kid because the kid was a jag. And like the whole story, it's so great. He wears the old school Bears hat with the pom-pom on top.
I love that.
He's got a Walter Payton jersey. There's references to if you ever had a Nintendo, how you had a blow in the game. I mean, it's really funny. It's really clever. I highly recommend.
You
had a blow in the game to make sure it worked.
Yeah, it was dusty. That's the technology back then. Yeah. You took the cartridge and you blew into it. Because I remember that. The first one I got, guys, was Duck Hunt. Say that very carefully. Duck Hunt, as well as Mike Tyson Punch.
Duck with a D.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Duck Hunt came with the game if you bought the upgraded Nintendo that had the gun.
Oh, and that was the first one I had.
Yes, and the best part is, in the movie, it's so realistic because you could never kill a duck unless you touched the gun to the TV screen.
That is true.
I remember that. So it was Duck Hunt and Mike Tyson Punch-Out in the same kit, also in the same pack.
They also had the Super Mario Duck Hunt version, which you could buy. I think that one was the most popular. Mm-hmm. And also Legend of Zelda. Also,
the gold cartridge.
And let me tell you, you would knock out, like, you'd spend a lot of hours playing it. All of a sudden, you'd have like 7 pieces of the Triforce. You had to like go to school or something the next day. Then you'd come home, and all of a sudden, your TV's blinking red, blue, white, black. And you're like, what just happened? And then the first time, somebody would say, no, don't worry about it. You just got to blow in the cartridge.
I remember that very well, to blow the dust out. I've got to watch King Richard. I'm behind on this. I know it's been out for a couple of weeks, but the story of the Venus and Serena, their father, we got to see that, man. As apparently, you got to bring the tissues because it's a tearjerker.
So I watched that instead, Hoodie, because my family wasn't home and I want to watch 8-Bit with them.
Is your what? Who wasn't home?
My family.
Your family. Yeah,
good point. Wow. I'm sorry. You know, I'm still doing the Chicago version here. My bad.
Give me a run at a southern accent. Come on, give me a southern accent.
I'm here with my family.
I was not at my house with my family, and so I had to alternatively watch something else. I watched King Richard instead, starring Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Especially if same thing with like 8-Bit Christmas. If you grew up watching the Williams sisters take the tennis world by storm and all the stuff that they had to go through, because obviously they were, you know, some of the first real prominent African-American tennis players, and what they had to deal with and what their father, Richard Williams, did for them and the family dynamic. It was excellent. Highly recommend that.
So I told the story of being on the Oprah show in 1995 about Kevin Garnett and child prodigy basketball players. Well, when I walked in the green room, this gentleman walked up to me. And what's your name? I said, my name is David Kaplan. Oh, what do you do? I said, I'm not here because I wasn't a prodigy. I'm just talking about basketball. And he's like, well, this is my daughter. Her name's Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to be a star. You should remember her name. So that was 1995.
So you met Will Smith?
Venus is 41 years of age. So that's, how old was she then? That's
95. She was 14 to 15.
Yeah. So she was, you know, Serena was younger, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So he said, you better remember my daughter, and I got another daughter. There's this little kid in there. My name's Usher Raymond.
Yeah.
Wow.
He becomes Usher.
Usher, yeah. Usher.
Actress Katherine Heigl, mm-hmm. little kid. They all become monster stars. Mm-hmm. Like, Oprah's staff could pick them, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the movie, I don't want to give it away, Jeff, but would I say that a lot of it is based on Venus?
I was just going to say that.
Serena in that spot?
Yes. And Serena's in it, obviously, but, you know, because Venus was older, she, you know, like any older sibling, laid the groundwork for a lot of what Serena was able to achieve because she went through a lot of the stuff first.
What are we doing in 2 minutes, Cap?
We will let you know, Carlos Correa, there's a big story out that Javi Baez got a call from Carlos Correa about the Cubs to give me your opinion on the franchise. Did he make that call? 2 minutes.